All right, so what are some of these ailments? And we'll be looking at these in a little bit more detail as we go, or we'll at least be mentioning some more of what can go wrong when we find ourselves having worked too much. What were some of the ailments you came up with? All right, see if yours include any of these. Stroke. These are ailments, again, that are linked with long work hours. Stroke, heart disease, mental health problems. Our souls need to rest. Our minds need to rest. Our bodies need to rest. Our brains need to rest. And yes, our brains are active even while we're asleep, but that is a different kind of active. Mental health problems linked with long work hours, diabetes, and abnormal heart rhythms. I want us to look into this some more, ladies and gentlemen. I am requesting again that managers, corporate executives, not only do I want you to take much better care of your own bodies, your own minds, by cutting back on the work hours, but allow your employees to work the types of hours that will be good for them as well. All right. I want to close this hour out with some more humor, some serious humor. Two ladies you're going to be hearing more from in the coming weeks and months. Laughter does good like medicine, right? Well, I tell you what, we got laughter doing good like medicine. That's what I'm talking about. Let's hear that again. You know, they say laughter does good like medicine, right? Well, I tell you what, we got two ladies who really can bring it on. We have Sister Member and Sister Number. Yeah, Sister Member and Sister Number, who gonna tell us how to burn a church mortgage the right way.
Okay. Again, the secretary's allowing all
to remind the pastor to make a copy of the mark.
Yes, indeed. Sister member and sister number. Letting us know the right way to burn a church mortgage. And ladies and gentlemen, you will be hearing more from them. I tell you what, they can sure bring some insights with laughter. All right, we got more Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. coming up shortly. Stay with me.